Hello and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I want to share about how we as lay people have an important role to play in the church, that you and I are Christ's presence in the world. Most of us are lay people. We're not religious, we're not consecrated, we are everyday people who go to work, we have families in various forms, we do lots of different activities in our everyday lives. And we as lay people are called to build up the church, and we have an important role to play in that. And I'm not talking about the building that you may go to on the weekend or maybe a Sunday or a Saturday evening. I'm not talking about the physical building of the church. I'm talking about the people of God, the mystical body of Christ that make up the church. You and I, we are the church, and wherever we go, the church goes. Now, in the 1960s, there was the Second Vatican Council, and they wrote a document that's called Lumen Gentium, and that means light of the nations. And this document is all about the church and the various structures of the church and the people who make up the church. And one of the sections in this document talks about the laity. That's you and I, for many of us who are watching these heartbeats, we are lay people. And it talks about our important role that we have to play in building up the church, and that us, in our everyday lives, we bring Christ's presence into the world. So I want to share about that with us. I find it a really encouraging document, something that's really empowering, that reminds me that God has placed me in my life for a reason and to bring His presence into the world. Now, I am most alive when I'm in my family living out my vocation as a mother. I am most alive when I go to work and I use my skills for the benefit of those around me. I'm most alive when I lead people, when I listen to my friends who need to chat. I'm most alive when I go to the grocery store, when I do the household chores that I need to do, when I just take time to listen to people. I'm most alive when I need to prepare dinner for my family, when I do things like responding to phone calls at work, when I listen, when I take instruction from my boss. You know, those are the things that I do in my everyday life. And that's where God wants me to be His presence in the world. That's where He wants me to live out my faith. When you think of your life in that way, that where you are in your everyday life is where God wants you to be His presence in the world, it changes the way you see your everyday life. It changes the way you speak. It changes the way you act around other people. And this document that I was talking about, Lumen Gentium, it recognizes that for us as lay people, our everyday life is where we are holy. It's where we strive for our holiness. There's a paragraph that I think speaks beautifully to this about how the Spirit of God permeates the world because of us living in it. And it says this: they, which is the lay people, must assist each other to live holier lives even in their daily occupations. In this way, the world may be permeated by the Spirit of Christ, and it may more effectively fulfill its purpose in justice, charity, and peace. So what it's saying is, if you think of, let's say, a glass of water, if you have a glass of water and you just put a small drop of food dye, a colored food dye, into that water, if you've done that before, then you see how that permeates the glass of water and it changes color. You know, when we, with Christ living in us, go into our workplaces, as we enter our workplaces, the Spirit of God permeates that workplace because we have walked into it. Just think about that. When you go to the local shops to do your grocery shopping, because you have walked into your shopping center, God has walked into that shopping center, and you bring His generosity, you bring His peace, you bring His love. So when you think about your life like that, you think of it differently. You think about how you have an effect on other people around you because of Christ living in you. When you know your value in the church, and how you have a really important role to play in building up the church, it changes your whole way of living. It changes your whole way of thinking about your everyday life. Now, I was in a lecture a few weeks ago, and my lecturer said to one of my friends in the class, said to them, "Are you a software engineer or are you a Catholic software engineer?" And what's the difference? The difference is that as a Catholic software engineer, you have his presence living in you, and you bring that wherever you go. So today, whatever maybe your job description is, are you that or are you a Catholic that? Because as a Catholic, you bring his presence in the world. Now, the first part of this, of living this out, is having the Spirit of God living in you. So if you don't feel like you have God living in you, I suggest you start there. Start with your relationship with God, ask the Holy Spirit to come and live in you, and then you can take him wherever you go. So why don't we pray right now and ask that the Spirit would come and live in us as we go into our everyday lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, we thank you for your presence in us. Lord, right now, for those of us who don't feel that you are living in their hearts, Lord, I pray right now that you would come to each and every one of us individually as we need. You know how we need it, Lord God, and I pray that you would speak to our hearts, draw us into a deeper relationship with you. And Lord, I thank you for the blessing that it is to live our everyday lives, that you have blessed our lives, and this is where you want us, Lord. I thank you for the holiness that we strive for, and that as we strive for that, that you are present with us every step of the way. Lord, continue to draw us to you. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.